During the war, many soldiers were wounded and had diseased from battle. Medicine was used to help soldiers survive and save many lives throughout the war.
Places such as hospitals were highly considered before the war, although the public accepted large hospitals much more after the war. The basic principles of military health care remain the same, even if a lot has changed since the war. Medicine existed prior to the war, but got much more developed and widespread during and after the war.
Each side has their own nurses, medicine, and hospitals.
It depended on the access of medicine and nurses and how experienced they were or how advanced the medicine was compared to the other side. One side could be more advanced or one side could have less wounded soldiers to have to treat.
Medicine had a big impact on the war. And the more better, the more experienced it was. It could save many lives to help fight again, which could overall win the war for the U.S. It gave us a better chance of winning because as medicine got better, we improved at it, and more soldiers were able to fight.
During the war, when soldiers would get shot and hurt, their parts got amputated from diseases and infection.
The tools they used to stitch up wounds were plain artery forceps, slide catch, spring catch, pinion cross-leg tweezers.
The knives the nurses used to help the soldiers are small scalp knives, large scalp, finger knives, straight blunt-pointed knife, sharp-pointed pistori, probe-pointed knife, arena knife, sharp-pointed tenotome, Listen, small amputation knife, wood circular amputation knife, and the single-edged Liston knife.
The saws the nurses used to use to amputate people's arms during the war were the lifting back metal carpal, bow saw, large bow saw, Parker's capital saw, which is the main saw that they used for cutting bone through because it had bigger teeth. Another thing that they had that helped the people in the Civil War was the hospital ships.
About 50,000 amputations were performed throughout the war.
Amputations such as intermediary amputation was the most dangerous. They were often done when the inflammation of the wound was at its greatest, which resulted in the patient suffering from its effects.
The most common amputation spots on the body were the hand, thigh, lower leg, and upper arm.
The worst disease of the Civil War was the dysentery. This disease caused around 45,000 deaths for the Union Army and around 50,000 in the Confederate. The reason dysentery and so many other diseases were able to spread so rapidly through both armies was primarily because of lack of sanitation, practicing contaminated water. During the war, many soldiers were wounded and diseased.